Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. If you are like me and you like to start and stop quickly and on command, that's what I like. If the engine of my car runs on after I shut off the ignition, I have to take it to the garage because something's wrong. If I turn off the radio and the sound keeps coming, there is something very strange going on with my radio. If I asked my kids to stop crying, I really didn't expect immediate silence. Or when I'm on an airplane coming in for a landing, I know that it must roll a long, long way before it comes to a rest. The big jet engines need to wind down before they can come to a stop. As you watched Marjorie wind down these past months, our anxiety winds up. We wish she could have healed instantly. We wished our fear of the unknown and dismay to stop instantly at the snap of a finger. We knew the end was coming, but didn't know when. In times like these, we want to give her peace. We want to give her serenity, give her confidence, and give her hope. Then suddenly, it's not Margie who needs healing. It is each of us. Her toil is over. She has gone on to her heavenly home. She is with Joe, but we must go on. The death of one whom we love is not easy. There is pain for all of us. The closer we stood to Margie, the more pain we feel. Working beside her as family, playing with her as grandchildren, caring for her as a church family, all give you a connection that was close. Now we have a few moments together for healing. We need to let the mighty engines within us, roaring with grief, wind down. We may have dreaded this moment and feared the pain. But it's really nothing more than the dawn in the forest. Night sounds begin to fade. The cricket makes one last chirp. The owl, one last hoot. Night itself begins to fade as the light of the new day begins. You can hear new sounds. The woods come alive as the new day begins. Take a moment and imagine right now God gently shaking Marjorie on the shoulder, leaning over and whispering to her, "Wake up. It is over. Do not worry about that body. We have a new one for you." It is good for us to be here in prayer. Good to watch the night pass for Marjorie. Good to quiet within us everything that wants to protest this moment. Look and listen and know that the night sounds are over for Margie. We don't know what fears occupied her mind these past few weeks and months, because she was more concerned about those left behind than she was about herself. She cared so much for others. All those fears and questions that are so much a part of life here on earth, the fears that terrify, the pains that seek to destroy us, all of those are all over for her now. Those questions that she no doubt ran over and over in her mind these last months: who will take care of those who are left? They are all over for her. Just as Margie was tested in her life, Jesus was also tested in his. Today, Jesus is not ashamed to call Margie, sister, because Jesus shared the same things with her. We read in Hebrews chapter 11, "Both the one who makes people holy and those who are made holy are of the same family. So Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers and sisters. He says, I will declare your name to my brothers and sisters. In the assembly, I will sing your praise. Today, we gather among the saints, temples created by God. Now, we can count everyone here in this sanctuary today, but yet we won't even begin to know how many temples of God are present. We cannot see, but faith reveals another multitude gathered around us today, sitting next to us, filled all of this space, worshiping, guarding us like angels, and whispering in our ears messages from God. In our text this morning, whispering, let not your heart be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. Marjorie is now with that multitude, wanting to speak each one who mourns today. Don't worry about me. I have gone to a greater peace. God had to tell that to Marjorie many times in these past months. Let not your heart be troubled. Don't worry. I'll take care of all who are left. See these people whom you love? Jesus has invited himself into each of their hearts to take care of them. God wants into our hearts because he has secrets to share with each of us. They are secrets that the world can't hear, for the world drowns out the voice of God with mighty engines and blaring radios. Sometimes we get busy and we can't hear because our engines are wound up really high. But look and listen. This is prayer time with eyes wide open. This is time to look around and see all the saints who gather with us and speak to us. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. All the saints, both living and dead, have gathered today to commend Marjorie into the eternal care of God. And as Margie leaves the earthly church to become part of the church triumphant, we share a heavy burden. But our Heavenly Father will not make us carry it alone. He gives us strength to help one another. And we will not let each other down. We share this moment of pain with those who mourn and know that grief shared is grief halved. Today, we don't say goodbye to Marjorie, but only see you later. By God's power, we will see Marjorie again. Let that truth be healing for you today as we commend a wife, a friend, to the care of the saints. Let the mighty engines within you be quiet. Listen to the multitude about you. Now it is mourning for Margie. Let her go and be part of the company of heaven, a creature of the light and not of the dark. Marjorie is now a part of the company which says to each of us today, do not let your hearts be troubled. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.